The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
The moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my padlock. Some nights I call it a draw.
Some nights welcome to Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they'd just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. I am the G-Man. We'll have Sherry on in a minute. Welcome to Sherry's World here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I want to tell you a little bit about... we were talking before the show, and I can't stop laughing about it because I have got these images in my head. okay. Back to business. Here we go. I'm going to tell you guys how we roll. What's going to happen is we're going to take the phone calls when we bring you on the line. There's a couple things that I request from you is make sure that you don't have us on speakerphone. Make sure all your external speakers are turned down. And make sure you're in a quiet place. And what that's going to do, it's going to allow us to be able to hear you and you hear us, and there won't be a lot of hun and what and going on. I do want to mention that Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. And that being said, what we're going to do when we bring you on the line, I'll say your area code, okay? So, for example, 317, I'll ask your name, where you're calling from, and I want you to tell us a little bit about your weather. And what that's going to do, that's going to allow Sherry to scan your energy and kind of get into it and give you whatever message the spirit has for you this evening. Now, if you don't get on the line with us and you really want to read from Sherry, you can always go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's S-H-A-R-I.org, and you'll be able to book a read right there on her webpage. Or, you know, as we hope you do, you know, go to the website, of course, but come back here every Thursday night for our show and call in, and we'll see what we can do about getting everybody, you know, as many people on as we possibly can. So with that being said, without further ado, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
We are funny, aren't we?
Yeah.
Sometimes
now, see,
I had
a whole montage
like
of stuff going
unmuted
through my head. What's that?
Sometimes I have nightmares like our pre-show is like aired live.
Oh my God, that would be the funniest part.
I'd have to move out of the country.
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, we were talking about that, and then it was time for the show, and then once the show started, you know, the intro and all that was running, I got visual montages of that in my head, and I'm like, oh my God, that is so funny.
That is
so anyway.
Funny.
So,
okay.
We shall
Let's
now compose
now,
ourselves.
Last week, yes, we'll compose. Last week I was not, I feel sound like a little nasally. For those of you who have been following me, I had that balloon sinus surgery. Got to tell you, it was a little rougher than what I anticipated. I still don't feel up to snuff, but whatever. I hope it worked. We'll find out. So I did not do the show last week because I'm like, oh, I'll be on the drug train. I really only took like two pain pills that day that I came home from surgery. It wasn't so painful. It was just more the pressure. But I just couldn't do it. So anyway, we're back today. And that being said, have you had anything fun and exciting? I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks.
You know, it's just been me settling into the Monday through Friday grind now, and nothing real exciting going on. No, like paranormal stuff is happening right now. I know that that group that I was talking to and I did a couple of investigation with, they're still talking about going to Waverly Hills in Louisville. And
yeah, I've been there.
You know, I thought about that, and the thing that, that worries me is that, you know, after that whole ear debacle that I had in April, I'm still kind of wobbly when I walk. And I don't know that I'll be able to go up and down the dark stairs and dark hallway without falling or, you know what I mean? So unfortunately, I told him that I might have to not go on this one, not until I'm 100% or at least 85% better than what I am now. So
I think that's a good call.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not trying to fall down anybody's stairs at Waverly Hills.
Oh, yeah. So. I'll tell you something kind of weird's been happening to me. I hope it's spiritual. Let's put it, because if not, Sherry's had a stroke.
Oh, God.
It happened. I know. It's like, because I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it actually happened before my surgery, so that's good. But it's happened like 3 or 4 times. And for those of you who have been following me, you all know that I clean houses during the day. I have for 30 years. And I was in one of my houses Tuesday, and I'm cleaning this mirror. And I look over at her and I go, "Ooh, is this a new mirror?" And she looked at me like with that weird look, and she goes, "No, I've cleaned this house, I think, like 7 years. I've cleaned this mirror for 7 years, but when I looked at that mirror, I am not kidding you. It was like it looked like a brand new mirror. Not a brand new mirror, but it looked like a different mirror of things that I had never seen before, and I was amazed with it. And
right.
I gotta tell you, when I said that to her, it almost scared me because I'm like, oh my God, have I had a stroke?
Right.
I've had other, like, 2 or 3 other things like that have happened. And I finally, I'm got my fingers crossed that I am jumping timelines, that I'm jumping dimensions.
Right.
And it's a long story, but I know everybody's heard of, the new Earth. And have you heard about people talking about the new Earth?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't.
Oh,
but I mean, I'm pretty much out of the circle. I don't have a whole lot of time.
I was going to say, I think I've opened Pandora's box, which is going to be too long here. But to me, what it is jumping dimensions and jumping realities. And I'll give you an example. Like if I always think negative, negative, negative stuff, I'll be on a timeline, an alternative dimension or timeline to where negative things happen.
Right.
Or you can be positive and then you'll be on that timeline. I think I'm ascending. I'd like to hope that I'm ascending and seeing things differently. It's just really some weird things have been happening. I'll keep you guys posted because I'm curious to see what else is going to happen. But it kind of weirded me out in a way. Like I'm seeing things that are there, that have been there, but yet I'm seeing them in a different light, and they're in more detail. Just like that mirror, it wasn't a plain mirror; it was carved. There was all kinds of wood around it, and I was noticing all of the wood and everything is just strange. So
that
was my weird. Yeah. So we'll see what comes of this.
Right.
But other than that, nothing much.
Yeah. Right on, other than getting your sinuses blown out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's funny. That takes me back to our pre-show. But
Yeah. So, we're not going to go there, but I think we can start getting into the phone calls.
Okay, let's do. Do we have anybody in the queue?
Yeah, we got plenty in the queue. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller here. Area code 631, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Oh, hi. My name is Christine. I'm calling from New York. And our weather is, it's rainy and cold, like usual.
Okay. Hi, Christine. I'm just scanning your energy here.
Hi.
A bit. And they're pulling, normally I scan the physical body. But they're not letting me do that with you. What they're what they're doing with you is they're making me scan your aura. And as I scan your aura, I do feel that there is tears in the back of your aura by the back of your head and the top part of your back.
Okay.
And there's nothing to be scared of. A lot of people, if you don't do energetic work that seals your aura, everybody pretty much has tears.
Okay.
Have you been on some sort of an emotional roller coaster ride lately?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
What your team, what your team wants me to tell you is, of course, some of this is yours and what you perceive as your reality, but some of this is not. Some of this is what you've picked up from other people. You're very sentimental. Do you have a very soft spot, for animals?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because there's something about a dog or a cat, a domesticated animal, that is just... Do you have a dog? I'm so drawn into the energy of a dog around you. What is this dog's first name?
Well, I've got three dogs, but Pup-Up is the one that gravitates towards me.
Who's
but,
the oldest?
Marley. But I did have a dog that passed, Casey.
Is one of the dogs a darker color?
Yes.
What's that dog's name?
Marley.
Okay, this is the energy we're in.
Okay.
When I get into the energy of this dog, is this the one on the other side?
No.
It's the one here. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What animals do people don't understand is they help their owners transmute energy. I don't know if you've realized, but this dog is helping you to transmute some emotional energy. And this dog loves you. I don't know if you've noticed that when you're sad or something, this dog seems to want to gravitate and hover more around you. Might want to sit on your lap or sit next to you.
Yes.
The reason for that is he's helping you transmute energy and trauma.
Hmm.
I'm very, very drawn to, you know, dogs can smell very, really, really, really good. And this kind of funny because I'm asking this dog because I am an animal communicator. I'm asking this dog, why are you showing me your nose and smelling? And he said that you're going to start to smell things better. Now, I don't know if you've started to smell things on a stronger level, but don't be surprised if you start to smell smoke when no one is smoking around you or perfume or roses. Because what is happening with you is there are a lot of spirits from the spirit world that are around you, and they're going to start to bring smells to you. You're very intuitive. Do you realize that?
I'm starting to. I was hoping to hear that. So spiritual and things are changing for me. So I was hoping to talk about that. Yeah, that's wonderful.
So don't be surprised. It is when you smell, they show me smoke, flowers, which are like funeral flowers,
yes,
or roses, or what you're going to start to smell. And
okay,
they said, once you smell something, and there's nobody around you smoking, and you smell smoke, just instantly say,
I know what that
throw
is.
Throw it out to the universe, to your guides, and say, who's around me?
Okay.
And the first person that comes to your mind, that's who it's going to be.
Okay.
They are showing me that does feel like it's a grandfather energy that does come in and check on you often, especially since you've been on an emotional roller coaster ride.
Yes.
It's a male energy.
Okay.
And this is so weird. I don't know if this is your dad or a grandfather, but his fingernails, I want to clip them. Like they're longer than what they should be. That's crazy, isn't it? So don't be surprised. Spirit's just wanting to work with you. We love when the flowers bloom for you. We love yellow flowers for you. And when the flowers bloom, one of your wishes are going to be granted, is what your team is telling me.
Okay.
So whatever it is that you put out to the universe, they just want you to say it's coming.
Okay.
It's going to take you by surprise, actually, because you didn't feel like that you somehow are worthy of it, but it is going to manifest for you.
That's wonderful. Is it on the spiritual realm for me? or is it something more like work related?
It's more on this 3D earth.
Okay, more work related.
It's not more in the spiritual realm. It is more something tangible that you can see and feel, and they're actually showing me something like more money in your hand. One last thing I'd like to say, boy, you hold a lot of energy in your shoulder and your neck.
Oh, so much. Right now I'm holding it up. So much.
Yeah.
So
much. My neck and shoulder, I can barely move it. I feel like I need to go get a massage right now when I get into your energy.
I'm sorry. I feel
That's
like
okay.
that all day today, yeah. Well, every day, but today more than ever.
So one way to help you to release that is just to, it's energy that's stuck. And what it is that when your shoulders hurt like that, you're just taking on too much.
Okay.
You're putting the bar really high for yourself.
Okay.
You're making this out to be a lot harder than what it needs to be.
All right. I am.
Focus more on just having fun. But
okay.
One way to release that out of your shoulder is with your intention. Just breathe in. Do you believe in God?
Oh, yeah. Source.
So connect with God.
Okay.
Source out of, breathe in the light and the love from Source and God.
Okay.
Breathe it in. And when you blow it out, envision, even though it's coming out your mouth, envision it comes out your shoulder. And that'll help break up that calcified energy. Okay.
Okay. I'm trying it out.
So with that being said.
Okay.
Perfect. So with that being said, we're going to move on to our next caller, but thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It was wonderful talking to you. Thank you so much.
Great. You have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. If you guys are digging what you're hearing, go over to psychicsherry.org. That's SHARI.org. You can book a read right there on her landing page and get down with some funky style reads. Yeah. Okay. We're going to move on to our next caller. I don't know where that came from. I just felt it.
I know. We are on in a weird,
weird, it, weird it place.
Was, yeah. It's fun.
All right. We're going to caller 765. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
My name is Jessica, and it's cold and snowy.
Where are you at, Jessica?
I'm in Iowa.
Are you in Kokomo?
No, I'm in
okay.
Iowa.
Okay, my sister has 765, and she lives in Kokomo, Indiana. Okay, so as I scan your... I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. I'm just hearing things. Okay, so as I scan your energy... Wow, you really hold your energy very close to you, and the reason why you do that is because you're very cautious of people, and you've had to be that way. You are what we call a leader, and you just don't trust people. Does this make sense?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's okay, because I'm a lot like you, too. And what your team is telling me is they show me you kind of putting your you're kind of sticking your toe in the water a bit. There's something that you're getting ready to explore, but you just don't quite know. You just don't quite know everything. What your team is asking me to ask to tell you is sometimes we don't have to know everything, and we don't have to know how everything is going to turn out. Because when you try to do that, you cheat yourself and you limit yourself. You can already feel it because I know because I'm in your energy. You are already starting to feel that something big's fixing to happen for you, aren't you? Are you getting that feeling?
I'm not sure. I don't.
Something big is getting ready to happen for you, and you're not quite for sure what it is.
Okay.
But one thing they're telling me that's slowing down the process of this new opportunity that's getting ready to open for you, the thing that is slowing you down is the fact that you keep looking behind you. you keep looking at the shoulda, coulda, woulda. I don't. They're wanting you to take down that rearview mirror because there's something in your past. I feel like you're dragging around a ball and chain. It feels like a male energy. Is any of this making sense? There's something here that's in your past that you feel is hindering you from your future. Does this make sense?
Not really, I don't think.
Okay. I got to tell you, they're showing me a relationship.
Okay.
A past relationship that there is some unsettled business. You don't
okay,
have any
like
relationship
a
like that?
Romantic
yes.
relationship?
It feels like a romantic relationship.
I have past relationships, but nothing that's hindering me or that's in, no, absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Okay. So then I don't know what your team's talking about. So let's see what else they want to talk about because that's coming up very strong for you. Okay. Well, I don't know then, because that's what we're getting. And to be honest, all they're showing me now is an onion. So funny.
It's an onion.
Sometimes when they show me an onion, it's onion. It's like when things start to peel. You know, we're doing layers at a time. You know, when you peel
okay.
an onion, how it comes in layers. There's some unsettled business here that you still have cords of attachment to from a past relationship.
Okay.
I keep telling them, give me something else because she's not syncing up with this. And they're like, they're not giving me anything else. So maybe, I don't know, maybe you can go back through your timeline, go back through all of your relationships and ask when you write down each person, do it on a piece of paper, write down each person and say, you know, visit how it ended and ask, what do I need to learn here? Is there something I need to learn? Your team will tell you that they're not giving me any more information on you. It's kind of funny because normally I can get all kinds of stuff on people. They're not going to let me come off of this.
Interesting.
So, yeah, because normally I don't have people that can't connect with what I'm saying. So I find it very interesting as well. So I would be
Could it be that person is still attached to me, but that I'm not attached to them, and I'm just not thinking of that person because it's not like.
Well,
it's not something
if that,
that
person
even,
is attached to you, if that person is still attached to you, then there is something that you still need to learn that you haven't learned from that relationship. So go back through your timeline. Go back through your relationships. If you find yourself going, you know, through some of the same patterns start coming up through different relationships, that's your cue. That's your cue that you need to go back and revisit some of these relationships because there's some unsettled business. There's something that you were supposed to learn and you haven't. Because when you do that, Spirit will keep bringing you the same situation only with different people. And they show me the letter. They show me 12. So whatever that means. So write that down and do some soul searching and see what you got going on. And I'd love if you call back in a couple of weeks, try to get on the show and see if anything panned out for you. So.
Okay. Well, actually, I have a reading with you tomorrow, so we'll be. Maybe I'll try to ask my team to open up a little bit more.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. So perfect.
Okay.
We'll get
Alrighty,
there.
Well, thank you.
Then, with
All
that
right.
being
thank
said,
you.
We'll get in there. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank
All right,
you.
Thank you
All
for
right,
calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Now I do want to say, you know, you guys were listening and. Her team got stuck on one thing, what you want to do is you want to write that down and kind of, like Sherry was saying, revisit that time of your life. Because I've noticed that, and I've been doing this a long time, that if it's not making sense to you, you write it down. Here in a couple of weeks or a month, then what was said to you will kind of reveal itself as you progress in your life. So just wanted to put that out there so you guys know that. We're going to push on to our next caller right now. We'll go with caller 610. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hello. Thanks for my call. My name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. You said the weather?
Yeah, give us a little bit about your weather.
Well, it's pretty cold here, but for some reason today we had some sort of spring-like weather with a lot of sun, and that was kind of nice. Very refreshing.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Sonia. I'm in your energy field. As I talk to your team, what they're telling me is that they love the way that you're going to start to open up. And when you look at things, you're going to start, they're going to be more vibrant and you're going to see more colors. They want you to focus on the things that you like. If you walk into a room, they want you, they're asking you, you can do anything you want. They're asking you to focus on 5 things that you love in a room. If you meet a person, they would like for you to instantly name off 5 things that you like about a person. If you have any negative or judgmental thoughts that come up, they want you to automatically eliminate them and replace them with something that you love about either the person or the room you're in or the situation that you are in.
Okay.
When I get into your energy, wow, it is like a tornado that's going around you. When I get into your mind, you have so many thoughts that come and go. A lot of them you don't even pick up on. You don't even finish a thought before you get on to something else. Does this make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very fast-paced, and I don't like to dwell on things, you know. I like to move on. Even though I don't think I'm that fast, I kind of underestimate myself. But I hate to waste time, because once you lose time, you know, that's it. I like to make the best out of everything, even though sometimes not every day is a sunny day. And, yeah, you know, I just like to, put away things that don't work. Why focus on something that doesn't work, you know, and move on with the next?
Right.
So, yeah,
perfect.
That's pretty much my motto. Yeah.
One thing that they're talking about as well is inside of you is a book that needs to be written. I'm sorry, I'm on a sneezing jet.
That's okay.
Inside of you, we hope that you're journaling or writing things down. Because, number one, you're really good at it. And number two, it helps get all of that energy and kind of put it in a bottle, so to speak, once you write it down. We love fire pits for you and being outside, although I don't know where you're calling from, but here in Indiana it's still cold. But we love if you can be outside. Around the fire and full moons and write things down. Have you ever thought about writing a book or writing short stories? Because you would be so good at that.
Well, I mean, I work in a technology field, but yeah, I do have quite an imagination. Sometimes it helps me.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine I'm somewhere else. That's a deal with things the way how the world is presently. So sometimes
Correct.
I kind of hide in those stories and, you know.
As you're talking, they're showing me like the, they're showing me like the Harry Potter. It's kind of funny because that's so creative and it just takes you into a whole nother world, although I've never saw a Harry Potter movie. But that's what they're showing me for you is writing is just wonderful for you. you have such a compassionate heart with patients. Do you have children? Because children love you.
No, I don't have any kids at the moment, so.
Mm-hmm. Children love you. And when you do decide to ever have children, you're going to be a great mother because you'll have a lot of patience. They just show me the word patience above your head. And when you are with children, we don't feel, maybe a little bit further down the road, but when you're with them, you will be able to put yourself in their shoes, so to speak, and get down. And you know how children are so creative with their mind. You'll be able to tap right into their energy. And you sync up so nicely with them. It's just going to be a beautiful thing for you. So this is something that's a little bit further down the road for you. Sometimes you think, you wonder when this will happen. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Is it okay if I don't say?
That's all right. You don't have to. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's
you
I
don't
mean,
have
the patient
to.
Thing,
that
yes,
is totally
you,
fine.
You are picking up on that, you know, especially the type of job I do. I work in the technology field, and I have to work with folks who are not the most savvy technology-wise.
Creative and imagination.
So,
right.
So I have to spend a lot of time with them, helping them, telling them how to fix things on their end, work with their software.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I'm a technical support engineer, and I work with users all day. I troubleshoot those type of things, which requires a lot of patience. So, you know, some of them, they get very frustrated. A lot of people are nice. And other things I tackle on myself. And there, a lot of people, even where I work, they reach out to me, you know, to figure things out and stuff. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're going to find that your life is it's so funny. As you were talking, and I know you probably love your job, but I could hear my girl Irene go, boring. It's like there's something more that your soul is wanting and your heart is wanting. You want a little bit more joy and happiness and more spontaneous in your life. It is going to come for you.
Actually,
so
yeah, I enjoy very much what I do. You know, I was going to ask you that. I'm glad you brought it up. You know, I went to school for this. I studied many, many long years, and I take pride and joy in what I do, and I'm very extremely proud of it, of all the knowledge I have and the type of work I do. And I wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up about my current job and the company and everything for me here.
We don't feel that you're going to be there forever. Because we feel that eventually you're going to be pulled to go do something else, and that doing is going to be something that's going to be more creative and more where you use your imagination. And even though you take pride in what you do, and it may be something like that on the lines of that, but we don't feel that this is the have-all, be-all where you're at. And there's a part of you that thinks, uh-oh, this is kind of what I wanted. But we see that you're going to be pulled into going somewhere different. And when you do go to a different position, now it may not be for, they keep showing me five. I don't know if it's going to be 5 months or 5 years. It feels like maybe more 3 to 5 years out. Within that, they show me that you're going to have a job where a position where you are more interactive and you use more of your imagination and there's more fun incorporated in it. So that's all we're picking up for you right now. And we would suggest, do you get out and do, do you go out and have fun? Do you go bowling or to movies?
Well, there's certain things I like
to do. They show me bowling.
I mean, I used to do that, but there's, I mean, I have fun my own way with certain things that people might find boring. So I kind of like, you know, certain things I do that make me happy. Yes.
Do you do
but
them with
I don't
other
go
people?
Out and sometimes, yeah. But sometimes I pretty much like to stick to myself. You know?
Are a loner. Uh-huh.
No,
yeah.
I'm not a loner. Don't get me wrong. But there's different times for different occasions, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just show me, like, bowling. Bowling is fun for you. Get out and mix and mingle. And just doing things
okay.
that are, they just showed me bowling and maybe movies, but bowling really stuck out.
Yeah, I used to be in the league many years ago, and I was quite good at it.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's yep. something you can do.
Right.
Mix and mingle and meet other people, and that is kind of childlike or spontaneous, just having fun. That's what your team is wanting
okay.
to incorporate with you now is just having fun, doing things that are spontaneous and not always pre-planned.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you not much. Thank you for the reading.
All right.
You're
Have
welcome.
A nice
thank
night.
You.
Okay, thank
bye.
You.
All right, if you guys are listening live over on the Blog Talk Radio channel, remember to smash down on that favorite so you can get updated on upcoming shows and all other pertinent information that we'll throw up there on the website. I believe we have a caller here. And caller 520, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hello, my name is Marie. I'm calling from Arizona, and the weather is rainy and cold.
Did you say your name was Marie? Marina?
Yes. Marie.
Marie. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Hi, Maria. I'm in your energy just a bit, and I'm kind of throwing my energy in Arizona, and oh, that's just, I always wanted to go to Arizona. I've never been there. Okay. Just scanning your energy here just a bit. Can you talk to me just a bit more? I need to sink into your voice vibration.
Sure. Actually, we got a little bit of hail today, which is unusual. And that was quite nice. It's different, you know, and we don't usually get.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. I'm in your energy. I synced in now. I love that. Oh, boy, people love you. They think you're so cute. There's something about your personality that people really like. It's like you're a magnet. People are very drawn to you, maybe even strangers. You may even be out in public somewhere and people will come up and just try to to you just very nonchalantly. It's just because they want into your energy field. We love the way that you are very nonchalant, but yet there's a lot of truth to the words that roll out of your mouth. Does this make sense to you?
Very much so, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's a gift. You radiate this energy, whether you know it or not. The energy that comes out and around you helps to transmute trauma and pain for other people. You don't even have to talk to these people. You can be walking through a grocery store and just pass them by in an aisle, and mm-hmm. you don't even have to talk to them, but your energy field gets intertwined. Your aura connects with their aura, and it helps them to transmute some of their trauma or their pain. And I don't know if you even know that you do that or not.
No, I'm unaware, but grateful.
You what?
I'm unaware that that happens, but I'm grateful for it if it does happen that way, yes.
It does happen. You're just a beautiful little soul. There's a part of your energy when I get into your field, caregiver. I don't know if you've had to take care of people who are sick or much in your lifetime, but there's a big section of your aura of your energetic field that is a caregiver. I don't know if they're showing me this from a past life or in this lifetime. When people are sick, do they like for you to be around them? Do you take care of, do you take people's soup or try to do things if someone's sick?
Yes, I do. In this lifetime, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because this seems to be an ongoing thing here with you.
It is.
People feel so comforted when you are around them. They feel safe in your energy. It's such a beautiful gift. There are people that have this, but not a whole lot of people. So we love the way that you understand that you are very needed on this 3D earth plane. It's so funny. You must feel like you've been burning the candle at both ends of the stick because your energy is starting to get depleted. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does. It's draining.
Mm-hmm. Your team is saying it's time to regroup. When you feel really tired, hunker down and watch a movie. Stay in your jammies. It's hard for you to relax. If you want to sit and try to relax, in your mind you're thinking of 1,000 things that you need to be doing. Your team is saying don't think of those things. They can wait. They can wait until tomorrow. They would suggest that when you feel tired, then rest.
Okay.
You always seem to be going. You push yourself a lot, and it's you're getting tired. So it's time to pull back, watch a movie, relax, because you can only give what you got. If you're depleted, you can't help other people. But there's something
right.
about helping other people that you love. It actually, it gives you energy, but yet somehow you're out of energy. Your sleep feels like it's broken up to me. You got a lot of energy in your bedroom. I feel so much energy in your bedroom. Do you have trouble sleeping at night?
I do, actually. I've been staying in my mother's bedroom. She recently passed away, and all her, I'm slowly but surely trying to organize everything and get rid of things and situate things. But a lot of her stuff is still in there, and that is where I have been sleeping lately.
Okay, because I just feel like that in the bedroom where you're sleeping, there is so much energy going around. It just is bouncing off the walls. And nobody could sleep in this room. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I'm the only one that sleeps in here. Nobody else comes in.
Yeah, it's your mom. It's her energy. Because material things hold energy.
Mm-hmm.
So your mom, it feels like, I don't know if towards the end of your mother's life, she must have been a go-getter and liked to do a lot of things, but I don't know if she was hindered at the end of her life and couldn't do these things, but it's almost like
correct.
Once she's on the other side. Did that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So now that she's on the other side, all that energy is coming through everything she owns.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So that's why you're feeling fidgety. When I get into your energy, oh, my God, I feel fidgety when I'm laying in that bed at night. It's her energy coming through there, and you're picking up on it. Because she couldn't do it on the earth plane. She was hindered.
Right.
So, and that's okay. It'll take a bit to where it'll run its course. Have you ever saged? Do you know what I mean when I talk about sage?
Yes, I do. When I feel overwhelmed, I will sage.
Okay. So just try sage in the room, and just tell your mom. Talk to her. She can hear you. And just say, I love you, but I can't sleep at night. when you lay down, you are very anybody is. When we go to sleep at night, the veil starts to lift, and then the spirit world can come through to us a lot easily because our mental body is out of the way.
Right.
So that's why your mother's coming through so much at nighttime.
Well, I dream her every night.
That's why. Yeah, because she's talking to you. Because she's all happied up now because she's not in pain.
Right.
She can do the things that she wants to do, and she's just all giddy. But you have to remind her, I'm still here on this earth plane, and mm-hmm. I need my sleep. So if you want to talk to me, come to me at 8 o'clock in the morning or set the boundary.
Right. I sure will.
She can still come to you. It doesn't have to be when you're trying to sleep.
Right.
I have a headache because it's my sinuses. I'm a little off kilter, I must say, and you can tell by some of my reads tonight because normally I'm spot on, but in your energy, I feel like I have a headache. I don't know if this is you or your mother. Do you struggle with headaches?
No.
Does she struggle with headaches?
She used to, yes.
Okay, because it's really getting aggressive here. It's in my entire face when I get into your mother's energy. Well, she really wants to come through, because when they do that to my throat, then I know she's wanting to come through. She was a very aggressive soul, wasn't she? And what I mean by that is, I'm sorry. Boy, she
it's
is.
Okay.
Irene, she's got to back up a bit. Boy, she said what she meant, didn't she?
Yeah, she's very
strong. Yeah, she's a very strong woman. She's coming through. And she said, her words, she took them, she meant every word she said.
Right.
And she said, tells me she was a very strong woman. She had big shoulders.
Right.
Thank you. But here's what she comes to say. And now it's so funny. I feel so different now. She says, now that I'm on the other side, if I could have done things differently or said things differently without being so harsh, she said she didn't realize almost how aggressive or how harsh she came, her words were when she was on the earth plane.
Right.
And now that she sees things from a different light, there's a part of her that she almost says she wants to apologize to you because she did not realize how aggressive she came to you. But one of the things she wants me to tell you is that it was all out of love. That you knew that. She loved you, and you knew that, right?
Right. Very much so, yes.
And she didn't want you to make some of the same mistakes she did. So when she would say things to you, you would think it was a letdown or a belittlement, but she did not mean for it to come off that way. She was trying to save you from feeling pain or sorrow. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Why she comes. And I got to tell you, her energy is softened up so much now. And her heart is expanding. And your heart is going to expand too. You've closed your heart down. And she says, if you ask me, I will help you. Because they can do that. People on the other side can help you. And she says, if you ask me, because she can't help you unless you ask, if you ask me, I'll help you work with opening your heart. Because you struggle with that, don't you?
Yes, I do. Actually, that was my question to you. The name of my spirit guide, you know, to create a relationship to help me with those type of things.
Well, you already know this.
Well,
Irene,
yeah, I do now.
Stop it, Irene. She goes, I'm getting cold chills. She goes, she already knows the name of the guy that's going to help her. It's going to be your mama.
Right, yeah. I figured that out right when you said it.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I love the way spirit works, don't you?
Yeah.
Who knew? You know what? I sit here and blab around, and I don't even know what I'm talking about half the time. And I must say I'm a little bit disoriented with my I'm very congested in my sinuses. It does kind of throw my reads off. But I think we redeemed ourselves with your read, because you know what? Your mommy came through so strong. And the message right here that we gave you, this is life-changing for you.
It is.
It's going to be life-changing for you. Mom can help you with anything.
Right.
She loves you. She wants the best of you, and she's going to redeem herself with you. She's got a little bit of guilt. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And kids don't come with the owner's manual. God, I wish they did. But they don't. So work with your mother, and she will take you to the next level. It's going to change your life.
Awesome. I can't wait.
So thank you for calling in, and I hope if you feel like you need a read, for, you're not going to need one tomorrow, but further down the road, feel free to either get on the show or book a read with me.
I sure will. Thank you so much, Shelly.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, my God, Greg, I got to tell you.
Yeah?
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
And people don't understand this with psychics. They just think they're always in tune. Got to tell you, my head is really congested with
goop.
Yeah, I don't want to say snot, but it is, and it's just like it does hinder me a bit. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I got to tell you, there was a couple of reads, and I think we both know I can normally. I'm very confident, but it's like I had. There was a time, a couple of reads here that kind of threw me off kilter a bit.
Right.
But that's just the way it goes. So that's why, thank God I didn't do a show last week.
Oh, goodness. You'd have been stoned
on
painkillers. That would have been, I don't know. That might have been very, very entertaining. It might not have been a call-in psychic show. It might have been, stand up with Sherry Knight.
Yeah, who knows? I don't even know. Everybody, every single person that I tap into, I have to sync up with them very quickly because we're on the radio. And and it's like playing charades with spirit, and it does take some doing. So everybody's different. And some people, every once in a while, I get somebody that, I don't know, it's hard to sync up. But it doesn't happen very often, but it,
Well, it kind of happens like that. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, right? I mean, it's just one of those things.
I love this last read.
Yeah.
I just thought
it was interesting to. It was interesting to me that you had to have Irene to push her back a little bit. And
what's
seemed
weird?
Like after that, everything kind of then fell into place.
When I know how spirit works. I've done readings for 10 years now. When I get choked like that, it's like I can't get my breath.
Mm-hmm.
When I do that, I know I got somebody from the spirit world coming in. And that's what they're supposed to do. So
right.
I like when they do that. But it takes my breath away to where I – and then that's when I say, Irene, they need to back up. And then that way I know their presence. Then when
right.
I know they're there, then I can focus on them.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Right.
I love when spirit does that. So her,
nice.
Her mother was a strong individual.
It sounded like it. So, all right, you guys, remember,
really
if you want a longer read from Sherry, and if you didn't get on the call tonight, no, don't fret, because you can always come back next Thursday or go to psychicsherry.org, and that's SHARI.org. Remember, we will be back next Thursday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And that is going to bring us up to the end of the show, Sherry.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. See you next week.
All right, you guys. We will see you next week. Remember, if you're listening live, smash down on that favorite button and get that going on. If you didn't get on with us this week, remember, we have time next week, so give us a call. And go to psychicsherry.org, book that read. So we'll see you guys next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.